My friends, sometimes it may not be easy to follow the Lord. There might be people that will rise up against you, mock you, ridicule you, persecute you for the name of Jesus. But my friend, I can assure you that the Lord will be there to strengthen you, to help you, and to enable you. My friend, keep your eyes upon Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you with us today. We are in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus said this, "Whoever desires to come after me," that's after Jesus. What did he say? "Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." I want to talk about true Christianity. You know, the life of a true Christian is a life of self-denial. In other words, you're not living for yourself, but you're living for the Lord. You consider God in every decision. What is the will of God for your life? But not only a life of self-denial, but also we must pick up our cross and follow the Lord. What does that mean, pick up your cross? It means that there will be a life of suffering as well. Not everybody's going to agree with you in your decision to follow Jesus. A true disciple of Christ follows the Lord. You're a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. And if you please God, then you will not please man. But if you're interested in just pleasing man, then you will not please God. No, my friend, what does it involve to pick up your cross and to follow the Lord? Well, I believe, number one, that it involves a life of rejection. That's right. Not everybody is going to agree with you. Not everybody is going to love you. Even people in your own family, in your own household may turn against you, disagree with you, argue with you, oppose you because of your decision to follow Jesus in your life. Yes, my friend, what about Joseph? Joseph was rejected, wasn't he, by his own brothers, thrown into the pit, sold to the Midianites, then later sold to Potiphar. Joseph ended up in prison, didn't he? But he didn't do anything wrong, did he? But we know that God was with him. And even though we may suffer at the hands of people, we know that the Lord is with us. He is strengthening us. Yes, my friend, if you choose to follow the Lord, you may be despised and rejected by men. You know, Jesus suffered ridicule and rejection. He came to his own and his own received him not. He healed the sick, he cast out devils, raised the dead, opened blinded eyes, ministered to the poor, fed thousands. Yet when his hour had come, they yelled, "Crucify him." In Gadara, they told Jesus to leave. The religious tried to kill him. Hanging on the cross, the religious stood there, wagging their heads, mocking him. Yes, my friend, he was despised by men, rejected and ridiculed. And if Jesus was despised by men, then don't you think those that follow the Lord also will experience the same thing? Yes. Paul experienced rejection, for the Pharisees sought to kill him. Others took an oath and said they would not eat until Paul was dead. His own rejected him. Others tried to harm him. The Romans beat him and put him into prison. Are we better than Paul? Are we better than Jesus? No, my friend. Therefore, we too must pick up our cross and follow God. Yes, I fully expect in the coming years for even in America and America's so-called church to rise up against the true born-again Christians, those who bear their cross and deny their fleshly appetites. Peter said this, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps."
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.